15 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, and once again the lovely Paige Woplington from Redesign Interiors is in the house. Good morning to you.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
And I see that we are firing off with, well, beyond the pretty, why good design is about how you live. Wow. Okay. Well, let's find out all about it. I mean, gosh, we all love a beautiful space, but what happens when that space doesn't actually work for your lifestyle? Today, we're diving into why interior design is about, well, so much more than just good looks. Looks. Hey, Paige, greeting to you, and give us the lowdown on what makes a beautiful space work.
Well, I think, you know, that depends on your guys and how you like your space to work. So we always start with what do you want the space to be for you? There might be an entertainment aspect to it, or maybe you like to read all weekend. So we find those things out first, and then we start designing towards that.
Okay. Well, we kind of covered that. We kind of covered that in the first show. And if you are wondering what that was about and you want to go back, well, luckily you can, because on our website or on our apps, you'll find the Morning Show podcast, and there will be episode one. In fact, it's not on the Morning Show. It's on Paige's own standalone podcast. Have you noticed?
Oh, yes, yes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And this will be up again shortly so that you can, in fact, make a compendium of games. But getting into it, let's just look at this, the hidden power of functional design. How can you make it design? How can good design make your life easier? And I'm talking about practical examples.
Yeah, so if we look at the kitchen, for example, maybe you've always pined over a beautiful kitchen island, but if that island is in the way of your kitchen sink or the fridge and it stops your pathway working through the kitchen, it actually becomes a hindrance and makes you frustrated rather than bringing you joy every day.
Hmm. Have you ever come across an island that makes people frustrated?
Yes.
No man is an island. That is the one.
Yeah.
Get the man out of your kitchen.
Yeah.
You see, we're back to work. Well, so, okay, well, that makes sense. So, but surely, and here's the thing, and I'm just going to kind of put it out there. What brings you joy might not bring me joy. And if we are cohabiting in a space and my beloved really likes that purple wall, but it makes me violently ill, how do we then compromise?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I'm qualified to do that. I can bring you a different color, but I can't make you guys agree.
And that's a challenge, eh? It's got to be a challenge in the real world, because we are all individuals, and often there are, and I would imagine when you're designing something like a kitchen, which is kitchens and bathrooms, very emotive issues. I mean, they are the most expensive part of your house to finish. And if you make an error, it's a costly one, and it can be quite a. I mean, this is very difficult for the designer now, because you've got partners or, you know, husbands and wives or whatever one is looking at in terms of a cohabitation.
Yeah,
and we are all different, and a build is an emotional time anyway, generally.
Yeah.
So here comes the designer. You've got to be a bit of a psychologist.
Sometimes, yeah. But the guys have like their favorite spots, right? Like either it's one person that loves to cook, so they're always in the kitchen, so they kind of, you know, this is my space, I want it to work like this, or the other person's favorite space is the lounge or the entertainment area or whatever it is. So there's always compromise somewhere along the line, as in any relationship.
Okay, so you will hate the kitchen, but you will love the lounge. So you just stay there and I'll stay here. Great. So can a home be both gorgeous and practical? I mean, what are the common mistakes people make when designing for function? And how do you approach the balance between practical and pretty?
So I think a lot of times lighting is not considered very well. So I hate downlights. There's downlights. Everybody wants 1,000 downlights inside their space. And that can actually cause a lot of distress for you. You know, like you've got so much bright light on you the whole time, it's not very comforting. So lighting is one of the aspects that you can use in a practical sense to make sure you've got the task lighting so that you can read or cook or do whatever your function is in that space. And then as well as creating ambient lighting as well so that you can go in there and feel calm and serene and you know, comfortable in your space as well.
Lighting is absolutely core critical. And I wish
there
are two aspects of I suppose, comfort in an environment. Lighting and sound. And,
yes.
And the interesting thing is when you go to a restaurant, the restaurateur that has actually taken all the designer of that restaurant, that's taken these things into consideration, does the restaurant the biggest favor. Because the food can be mediocre, really. I mean, I'm just saying. But if the atmosphere is lovely, then it's marvelous. However, conversely, if you say the food is really knockout, but the atmosphere is, it's too bright or it's too dark, and the music is that awful bloody elevator rub, you're not going to have a good time, and you're probably not going to. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, totally. Especially when a space is loud. Like, even in your house, you know, you can have a beautiful open plan house because that was your dream to have, but then you realize, oh my gosh, I could not escape the sound.
Yeah.
So somebody's cooking in the kitchen, you're in lounge, you hear everything, you know, that's very frustrating environment to be in as well. So those things need to be considered too.
Talking of which, have you noticed there's been quite an advancement, if you like, in decorative panels that are also acoustically treated?
Yeah.
Here I'm asking the expert. Have you ever? Pardon me, but it's interesting to me because that's the last thing I would have thought of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all those things, even like having curtains in your space, that's a big sound dampener. So if you don't have curtains and you opt to have blinds throughout the space and you've got expanses of glass, it just does not help with the sound. I mean, the sound down. So, you need to have just those extra bits.
And people don't fully understand what you're talking about when you talk about sound brightness and the harshness of it.
Yeah.
Because you've got solid surfaces and just clap and it goes, you know, you can actually hear that sharp percussion. You automatically, I suppose, you know, we have a fight or flight mechanism and sharp sounds are kind of disturbing. We don't understand the psychology of it. We just react to it naturally. Which is why you're quite absolutely bang on when you talk about that ambiance of, you know, warm, happy, gentle, comforting. I'm a fan, Paige. I'm telling you.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
Sure.
Okay, now what function drives long-term happiness? I mean, if you're talking about your most, I suppose, your motto being you're happy by design, what function of the design process that you engage in brings long-term happiness?
Again, that's dependent on the people that are in that space. But having something that works for you and how you live in that space is definitely going to make you happier throughout your, you know, time in that space.
Yeah.
And the things that you have to consider as well is not just the right here and now. Like, what are you intending to do in that space in the next 5 years?
Oh.
Are you a young family? Are you about to have kids? Do you have fur babies? And we need to make sure that all the pets are happy. Like, you know, what is the intention for that space?
That's so important. Because one doesn't really consider the fact that time marches on, tempus fugit. You know that saying, time flies.
Okay. Mm.
Time flies like knives, they say.
Okay. King?
Seriously.
All right.
And fruit flies like bananas. So you've got to watch. You've got to be careful what you design. But it's true. Things do change and you change. And you're looking, you're as a designer, future gazing and advising your clients. For example, I'm just using a personal one.
Yeah.
We did a bathroom a while back and it wasn't a designer involved. It was actually the sort of foreman. An excellent man who took upon himself the responsibility of, we didn't really have a designer. We should have had Paige, you see. And he said, you know, you're designing this lovely bathroom and a shower that you can get. But maybe you should make the entrance a bit wider. And I said, but why? He said, because you're kind of, you know, you're going to get older. And you might at some stage need access to, and I hadn't given it a thought because I'm never going to get to her. But he was absolutely right, of course, for not only you, but for the prospective future buyer. Just a little wider, gives you more access, you can do whatever you need. Clever, hey?
Yeah.
Mm.
So those are the sort of things.
Yeah.
Interesting.
There is so much to design that you can go wrong with or right with if you've got the right advice.
Yeah.
Which is why Paige Woplington and Happier by Design does so well and is now in the Bolito area, making sure that you, in your new build or your reno or whatever it is that you're wanting to do with your space, are going to get it right.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't always get it 100%, but you can get a lot closer to right when you've got a professional in your corner than if you're trying to DIY. Why? Because it makes a lot of sense. So what are we going to be discussing next week?
The ins and outs of working with an interior designer. So how it works, what to expect, you know, what are your kind of things that you need out of it? Yeah, to see how it works. Not many people know.
Exactly that. I think what people kind of base their decision on as to whether or not to engage a professional designer is, it's going to cost me more money, and I think that maybe I could spend more money on the tiles. I would suggest that possibly that's about the last place to start saving money, because it's probably going to cost you more. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
So actually, I'll do the interview next week. You can stay at home, be happy about it. If you want to catch up and listen on demand or share this edition of the podcast, you'll find the Happier by Design. Design is Paige Woplington's absolute passion, and Redesign Interiors is her business. You'll find her podcast on our platform for you to catch up on what we've been discussing this morning, last week, and for the next couple of weeks. We'll build up a compendium of games like that for you, because you deserve the right to know the best advice when it comes to interior design. Paige, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
And we will put this up as a podcast. You'll see the outfit I'm talking about. It's lekker. Happier by Design.